Hello, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. And today we bring you Allison Longshore, who's a style icon and still is, of course, and has now segued into a new business called Metamorph Blooms. And she was featured on the cover 2 issues ago, and here's her beautiful orchid with her butterfly that we're going to learn all about. Allison, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. I'm so excited for you and happy that you've segued into this new business that you have.
Thank
you. So proud to have you on the cover. You know, people just loved this cover. It just gave them so much joy and happiness, and obviously it's very beautiful. And we've known each other for about, I think it's like 8 years. When did we go to New York and we were doing the event for the girls?
Yes.
Event there in Soho.
I believe it was
seven or eight years ago. And then our history with one another also is that we had also hired you to be a stylist on a photo shoot that we did at East of Eden with Eve as one of our models there for that really cool photo shoot. And you had more shoes and more gorgeous dresses than we ever saw.
I like to be prepared.
Yeah, you were prepared. And that was such, wasn't it a fun shoot?
It was a really fun
shoot. I know,
shoot.
Yeah, you and Tracy and worked together on that with inspiration. And Eve was a real good model too.
She was.
Yeah.
She was fantastic.
And now coming up, just like in our present day, this Friday, you're going to be one of our guests at our party.
Yes.
For Digital Graffiti, the warm-up party. Our lawn party. And if you know, we'd love to have our listeners go to the party and see what is going to be there, because I know you're going to have a plethora of orchids.
Yes.
And maybe butterflies.
All the orchids, all the chrysalis, all
right.
Butterflies.
We don't know yet.
Yes. Exotic orchids.
Oh.
Yes.
So exciting. And I know that you're going to just like completely trick out your set up there, and we're
yes.
looking forward to seeing that too.
I know.
So, all right, so your background, you're in New York, you're sitting on the front row of the New York fashion shows with all the super high-end fashion designers. Talk about some
yes.
of the designers that you have had close and have close relationships with.
Well, when I made my move to New York, I was working for Chanel. And then upon my move, I made a change because that was an account executive position, and I really enjoy working with people. And so I was hired by Carolina Herrera, and through my time there, that was about 3 years I was with her, that I grew a relationship with her. And through that, just entering the world of fashion and luxury in New York.
Big time.
She's so well-respected and such an elegant, wonderful businesswoman. And so she was a great person to kind of guide me through
yes.
that world.
Yes.
And through that and being at Herrera, I also had a lot of invitations to other shows as well, and meeting people in that in the fashion industry.
Which is very exciting. You
it
know,
is.
Pre-COVID, I think it was just so exciting. I actually think when Mercedes-Benz actually was sponsoring New York Fashion Week, I think it was maybe a little bit more glamorous than it ended up being after that. What do you
yes,
think?
I definitely think.
Yeah.
Having all of the shows in one place, there's a convenience factor to that. As we know, Fashion Week is already extremely chaotic.
Right.
Some of us like to talk about how chaotic it is throughout the whole entire week. But when they split it up and the
yeah.
shows were distributed
yeah.
all over the city,
yeah.
it turned into,
yeah.
It was really difficult to make it to shows on
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And you really had to be choosy about what
yeah.
shows you were going to.
Yeah. And then the energy, because there wasn't a central hub, you know, for it, the energy seems different. Seemed different after
yes.
that, you know. So I'm so glad and fortunate that over the years with the magazine that we have all had the chance to go when it was Mercedes-Benz Fashion
yes.
Week. Now, I'm not saying we didn't go to some great shows after that, because we have, but it just didn't seem like the same glam factor as it was.
It has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, the industry, as all industries do, they evolve, and there are moments that are better, or seasons,
yes,
that are better than others. Right. But it has definitely changed. Right. And I specifically remember noticing the change.
You, yeah,
you know, within the front row, where, yeah, being in the fashion industry and seeing these editors and Anna Wintour and Grace Coddington and Anna Della Russo and all these people on the front row. And then all of a sudden, they had kind of taken on Milan and Paris and New York. And I didn't see them on the front row anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you have the bloggers and the influencers. Yeah. And I was like, am I out of the loop? I don't know who any of these people are. I mean, I know a few of them, but what's so happening?
Yeah, yeah. So it changed. So that is pre your business.
Yes.
Studio Style.
Style Studio Live.
Style Studio Live.
Yes.
And when did you start that? You started that while you were still in New York,
I started that in New York while I was with Herrera. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day I just said to myself, you know what? I moved here to this city, this crazy concrete jungle, to launch a business. And I'd been there almost 3 years at that time. And I was like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And at that time, funny enough, I was taking a trip with Herrera to Palm Beach. And during that time, I had a close conversation with Mrs. Herrera. And I told her my vision of what I wanted to do with my styling agency. And she very adamantly looked at me and said, why aren't you doing it?
Mm.
And that was kind of my little push where I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And so that was when I did it. And that was over, 8 years ago.
Okay.
Almost.
So tell the listeners about the business. You're a luxury concierge.
Concierge, yes,
for people's closets, dressing them for various events, or
it's wardrobe management. We do personal shopping, multiple residences. We do wardrobe cataloging, where we go in and we photograph everything. That way they can keep track of exactly what they have. When they call us, we can present them with a look within a moment's notice. And we can also arrange through certain courier services to have that wardrobe pulled and shipped very quickly, yes, to wherever they are. So it's very personal. Mm-hmm. And I love that aspect of it, from going corporate fashion into starting my own business, because you really do get to know your clients, mm-hmm, and you get to know their lifestyle and how they ebb and flow. And you have to know that to really be able to make their life easier, because that's ultimately why, mm-hmm, you know, they're hiring me. Mm-hmm. They don't want to worry about it.
Right.
Many of them have phenomenal taste.
Yes.
And it's a matter of them just not having the time.
Right. Amazing. So Palm Beach, you know, you and I have talked about, we have this new little love affair with Palm Beach,
yes,
Florida. And you were telling me that many of your clients left New York after COVID or during COVID, and
yes,
they've relocated to Palm Beach. So now,
yes,
that you're living here in Florida, easy peasy.
Easy peasy. I am not complaining.
Right, and Palm Beach is fun.
It is fun. You know what? And I do love New York, Lisa. Mm-hmm. I do. Uh-huh. I spent my time up there, and I'm grateful for it, but there is something about the South, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Montgomery, Alabama. Mm-hmm. I'm a Southern girl at heart, uh-huh, and when you move away from the South, you really realize
that you're from the South.
You're from the South, but there are little things about it that I appreciate and, right, love so much,
right,
and love to have in my life.
Right.
And Palm Beach has both of that.
Mm-hmm.
They have
cosmopolitan. They,
right,
love to dress up.
They love to dress up. Mm-hmm. You have the flair of New York,
mm-hmm,
with the certain restaurants and the shopping, but then you have the Southern hospitality as well. And the beaches are beautiful, and it's coastal, mm-hmm, and
it's only 6 hours away from here.
Yes.
Right. Or flying.
Yes. It's easy.
Less. So from that path, thank you for bringing us up to speed on that. I wanted to tell the backstory so that people knew this life that you had, how you,
right,
parlayed your gifting and your talents in the aesthetic world and your taste maker and all that. Then you open up a new business called Metamorph Blooms, but there's a whole backstory about somewhat how that happened somewhat organically about starting your garden. So I love this story. So if you could tell us that.
So, and it's so wild when I go back and think of it, and here we are, you know, sitting in here discussing it, and I'm looking at this magazine, your beautiful magazine cover. And so we all had our own experience during the pandemic and when it was this shock of a shutdown. What is a shutdown? You know, because I go from New York life, hopping on planes every day and truly going too fast. And I think we were all moving pretty fast and it really kind of gave us time to reset in a way. And I was in a fitting in New York and things had kind of escalated as far as the pandemic. And my client had a premiere in London and she told me in the middle of the fitting, she got a text message that it was canceled. I immediately got on a plane, flew back down here. And that was when it all started. And I said, you know what? I have time. I'm going to plant a garden. This will keep me busy. This is therapeutic. So I did that. And upon nurturing it every day, that was when I found my first monarch. My mother loves to garden. I grew up watching her garden. I love nature. I grew up around nature. So that was something that was really lacking in my life being in New York. And I really missed it. And at one point in time, I was in the city for almost, you know, 6 months straight and I never left and I was about to lose it. I started to get that New York angst, you know, and I was like, I've got to go, you know, but, so the garden and, I started raising monarchs and it was really healing. And there was this, symbolism of the process of metamorphosis that I noticed we were all experiencing being cocooned, not being allowed to go outside, you know, searching for light because there was so much darkness at the time. And that really connected with me. And that's how it really started.
So organic. And then what were you telling me about yesterday that you noticed, like when you're on your mulching or whatever, that you noticed something there that, you know, you were going to be able, that the butterflies were just like...
Right. Well, a female laid eggs all over my garden. So I saw the little caterpillars and I did my research and that was when I realized that they were monarchs. And of course, I go online, I buy the enclosures. I'm like, you know, I want to raise them. I have time on my hands. Let's do this. And when I started to do that, they were multiplying. But through my research, that was when I found out they made the Endangered Species Act. I had no idea. I think to myself, there are monarchs everywhere. I see them during the spring and summer. And I really dug into the research on it, and I realized through pesticides and mosquito trucks and nature in itself, frogs, lizard, which that's just the circle of life, but that they really need our help. And so I started raising them, and... that was how the floral arrangements came. I've always loved orchids. I've always had them in my homes, apartments. And that was when I fused the two together. Because I, being a stylist, I like to make things pretty. And I was like, why do I have to put it back in the enclosure? Let's make this visually beautiful so I can witness this miracle in a more pleasing way.
Well, it's so beautiful. And how we reconnect, I had seen some social marketing that you were doing this and, you know, thought it was really a great new endeavor and obviously thought it was beautiful. But then, and I think I reached out to you and said something like, oh, congratulations on what you're doing. And then maybe a week later, this beautiful orchid appeared as a gift from you. Thank you very much.
Of course.
And everybody in the office just loved it. It obviously, like you said, is so beautiful. You beautify the world and this orchid. Like, they're the nicest orchids I have ever seen. And I do love orchids as well. And then when you learn about that, you're going to see a monarch butterfly in anywhere from 5 to 7 days. Just the anticipation of that. And just like, it's so unusual. It's so simple. Seemingly simple, but not really. And the way that you were able to present it and deliver it and then put the chrysalis on there and you get to see this butterfly, I mean, it really is, like you said, it's very healing. It brings a lot of joy. Mm-hmm. It stops you in your tracks for a couple of minutes, you know, kind of to use that adage, like it does give you a moment of stop and smell the roses. Mm-hmm. Where you just need to slow down and like not worry about anything and just see that this is a beautiful thing, like emerging, you know, yes. And the metamorph, and what a perfect name
for
it as well. So did the success of the business come faster than you thought, which then in turn made you have to figure out how you were going to handle the volume?
Definitely.
And how fast was that? It was pretty quick,
right? It was pretty quick. You know, being a creative person, when I started to do this, I love to create vision boards. And I tend to do that through Instagram, you mm-hmm. know, so I can collect my, and it's almost a scrapbook of my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then if it builds traction, then it does. But I did that for Metamorph, and it started to build some traction mm-hmm. as people were requesting them locally. And as people would post and tag, that's when I started to get more messages and orders. And at one point, I was like, I need to do a website here so we can collect these email addresses right. and let everyone know, because there were a lot of questions about shipping. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've got to figure out how to ship this.
Right, which seems like it would be not the easiest thing to do.
It's not the easiest thing, because you have to figure out the right size of the orchid, right. the perfect size of the box. Uh-huh. Everything has to flow. It's like Tetris, right. you know, to get everything in this box. Right. And it needs to arrive safely, because nobody wants to receive a damaged butterfly.
Right.
That isn't fun.
No,
especially when you have kids, the anticipation mm-hmm. of it. So we can't have that.
Right.
Stressful. This is what keeps me up at night now, Lisa. It's not the front row of New York Fashion Week.
Well, this is funny.
It's butterflies.
Okay. I love it.
Shipping them.
Yeah.
So we figured it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was shipping them to friends and family. Mm-hmm. They would FaceTime me, let me know how the box arrived. And it got to a point where we had a 100% success rate.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's
yes.
do this.
Wow.
Let's launch
100.
Shipping. And we launched shipping on March 21st, which was the first day of spring.
Yes. So it's very new.
It's very new. Oh. And that was last spring. So this has been
our
second spring.
It's the second spring. Okay.
Second
Still
spring.
New.
Still yes.
New. And it's just gaining and gaining.
It's gaining. Mm. It's gaining. And, you know, Lisa, one of the most impactful things for me in doing this, after my work in the fashion industry and growing and launching a business in fashion, that was fulfilling. Helping someone feel beautiful with the way that they present themselves to the world, whatever their profession is, whether it's a mom or a CEO, that is fulfilling. But there's something about this and sharing this piece of nature and the joy that it brings, whether it's for an elderly person, whether it's for a child, whether it's for the loss, whether it's someone that's, you know, ill, mm-hmm. whether it's anything like that, it brings a sense of hope and light. Mm-hmm. And that has been the most fulfilling thing for me. So as it's been therapeutic for others, mm-hmm. and I hear their stories, that is what has ultimately healed me mm-hmm. as well.
Right. Amazing. Such a good story. And then, you know, we give a lot of gifts. A lot of us will send flowers. You know, I've sent flowers a lot, and I really like to send beautiful flowers. And so at Christmas time, when I had asked you to send some to my clients, the emails, the texts, the ranting, the raving about, like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and I don't understand it, and this is so new and fresh and different, you know, because mm-hmm. it's just new.
Right.
And then, you know, passing your name along too, just by that little reaction that I got, I knew, well, she's onto something, because everybody is completely jazzed about it. And it's so wonderful. Now, I've been over to your beautiful studio, and I see you in the shop over there, and that's something just beautiful to see, like, in action too. But you know, the supply and chain the supply chain problem that we're all dealing with on
right.
some level, are you impeded by that at all?
You know, not from a specific, not from an orchid perspective. I go through greenhouses in South Florida. I'm very choosy about who I get my orchids from. Mm-hmm. They're grade A orchids. Now, pots, things like that, I have noticed a little bit of a shortage as far as that goes. But you know what, Lisa? I love a good challenge. You know, if I need to start making pottery, I will. We got to get creative and keep the show going.
Right.
But like I have time to sit around and do that after doing this. Right.
But you could.
But I could.
Right.
Why not add that to the list?
Right.
But it's really been the pots that's the only thing that I've noticed.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay. So where do you, seeing as this is kind of like a take two or maybe even a take three in your life, you know, like we all have so many takes and chapters, what is the ultimate goal of this beautiful business that you started? Because you know it's growing and you know you have to figure out all the logistics of that, which I always have found in the past when I've started new businesses and I have so much passion and energy and a vision for it. And then like after the, you know, a little bit, it starts taking off, and then the logistics come in.
Yes.
And then it's a completely different side of the vision. It's definitely more utilitarian. It's like more stressful. It's more admin and all that. So how do you see you being able to multiply?
Well, it's really up to the monarch, because if they aren't producing...
Yes.
Then I don't have the chrysalis.
Right.
So as long as they're busy creating new generations, we'll be good. But on that note, it's a matter of having the host plants, having a protected environment. I have been in the process of looking at land, things like that, agricultural land to have more milkweed and host plants that are protected, greenhouses for the orchids to have more of a production than just the studio.
That's
of
good.
Course, we'll always keep the studio and looking beyond that as well, too, as far as retail and things like that go. But from a production standpoint, especially shipping, we've got to bump that up to be able to supply all of the orders.
Right. Please tell the listeners about the story that you told me yesterday when you had X amount of Mother's Day orders and then you were one. Okay.
It is the wildest thing.
Okay.
This has happened 2 years in a row.
I love this.
Okay. Floral business is new to me. This is new to me. So Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, obviously these are very busy days in the floral business. Well, for Metamorph, being that you're mothering this little chrysalis, it is a major gift for Mother's Day. It's a popular one.
Yes.
And I wasn't expecting the amount of orders that we had, but it's all about the timing. So the life cycle of a monarch is a month from egg to chrysalis. So we have to plan accordingly for that. And it just so happens last year and this year, we have had just the amount of chrysalis to fulfill all of the orders. Now, we work on a pre-order process, you know, so people sometimes if production is going, we can ship out an order, deliver a bloom same day. This time of year, that's not a problem at all. But it when it comes to a bulk holiday like that, I don't, the stars align.
That is
I'm just
a testament to that it was meant to be and that you were just in the right place at the right time. It's unbelievable.
So wild.
And how many, like... Is this a night and day thing, or are you still able to have like a good quality of life while you're birthing this new business? Because sometimes I have found that when you're birthing a new business, although it's fun and energizing, it also can require an immense amount of time.
Yes. Now, this recently has required a lot of time because it is such a detailed process. There's so many layers. So you're raising the monarchs, but then you have the floral aspect, you have the ordering, and you have local delivery. Now, I wear all the hats. Okay. I do have my help. But we execute and get it done. It's But we're going to have to work on it going forward, on building that and really having all the bases covered.
Well, you will be the right person to do that. Did you tell me yesterday also that you spoke before a group as well about the endangered species of the monarch too, or that you want to start doing that as well?
Definitely want to start doing that. And I know that we did speak also about the American Cancer Society. So this was something that I wasn't expecting, and they contacted me a little over 2 months ago about collaborating for breast cancer awareness, donating a portion of the proceeds to breast cancer awareness. We're doing a special bloom box that's specifically for that.
Really?
All pink paper, pink orchid, with a little envelope of seeds so the recipient can plant monarch seeds in their garden.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's a mammogram reminder card in there, all these things. So, you know, it can.
And how did they find you, or did you find them?
They found me actually through a client. That is a survivor, mm-hmm. and the stars aligned. She connected the dots, and that's how they contacted me. And I was so blessed and grateful to mm-hmm. receive that, because mm-hmm. I really want to share this as a healer,
right.
For people that are going through any of life's challenges,
right.
that there is light at the end,
right.
and the wings will come,
right.
you know?
Yes.
And,
what are some of the people, what do people say when, what is the feedback when someone receives it? Are they telling you stories about what it meant to them?
Lisa,
yeah.
I get phone calls and yeah. emails. I mean, I'm going to have to do something with the testimonials.
Yes.
But it is really touching mm-hmm. To hear from people. And when things get crazy and we're mm-hmm. shipping and doing mm-hmm. all this, and I get the phone call with a testimonial like that, it all makes sense.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
Right.
That is what Metamorph Blooms is all about.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. And I know you're going to continue doing branding and all that. So
yes.
And you need to do the branding on that.
Yes.
For the American Cancer Society too.
Yes.
That's going to be like amazing. I think your packaging and everything is done so well right
Thank
now
you.
Already. I know you want to take it to another level, but honestly,
yes.
it's really, really just amazing, because
Thank
you were just
you,
like gifted to know how to present and package and deliver.
Thank you.
All very, very, very hard things to do.
I love conceptualizing,
mm-hmm.
You know, having a vision for Metamorph. Originally, I loved Alice in Wonderland growing up. It was my favorite film. Mm-hmm. But I love the storybook factor.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you back to your childhood.
It does.
Sitting and watching a plant.
Yes.
Waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
As adults, how often do we just sit and wait for something to happen in nature?
Right.
Whether we take a moment, go on a hike, watch a waterfall. But when you consecutively for a week put your energy into that, or when I hear from someone that ordered a bloom box and they're like, my daughter's typically glued to her iPad.
Yeah.
Not anymore. She wants to watch that floral arrangement, and she wants to know all about it. We've Googled it. We've done, you know?
Yes. Amazing.
It's fun.
One of the people that I sent one of your blooms to, I might have exchanged like 7 or 10 texts back and forth about how much they love butterflies, and did I know that they were in love with the monarch butterfly, and that they, you know, and I'm like, I'm like, wow. Just like
it's
such a meaningful,
yes,
it's a conversation
mm-hmm.
starter. It's such a meaningful gift.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Absolutely love it. What I usually love to do, and like one of the ethos of the podcast is, you know, to share people's stories that are in the magazine, but also inspirational and uplifting messages for our audience, because I think the world needs and craves them so much. And
yes.
I think that that's exactly what you're doing with your business. But because you've been successful in a couple of different businesses, some high-powered, very high-visible businesses as well, what would you, what words of wisdom would you give to our listeners about how to basically get through some things and reinvent yourself and find your passion? Because this is you found it.
Right.
But you also had found your passion in the fashion industry, which I might have thought when I first met you would be there
would
forever,
be.
Like that you were going to be a, you know, but it's, I don't think it's great to do anything forever, actually, because
right.
I'm a creative person. I do get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And we always need to create new things.
Yes.
So, but I just think it's so great that you did what you did, because
Thank you.
You were done doing what you did. It was time for you to...
It was time. And I was searching for something. And, I mean, to answer your initial question, what would my advice be for someone that is, you know, in an industry and thinking about maybe doing something else, or do they have the time to do it? You know, go through it. Ride the wave. Yeah. Go through the highs and the lows. Also, opinions. Everybody's going to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. When you're in a certain industry, when you're making these leaps, life changes, moving to big cities, do it. Take the leap. See how it works out. You're better off doing it than not doing it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Good advice.
And that the what happened with Metamorph, it woke me up in my sleep. Mm. After I fused the two together, it was all I could think about. Because I thought about the industry and I looked it up. Can you, you know, obviously you can't buy butterflies on Amazon. How does this work? You know, like, do people have accessibility to these? Like, how does it work? And it's very, you know, like museum, you know, if you want to order them, it's in a little plastic cup and they only deliver to a conservatory or things like that. And you have to just figure out a way to do it.
That is impressive.
You have to figure out a way to do it. Yeah. And if there's something that pushes you inside, don't let the noise of outside keep you from moving forward. You know, when I made the move from New York to the beach, my fashion social circle, she's leaving. Right. She, you know, she's going to Florida. She's, you know... But in the meantime, my business actually improved both fashion as well as launching something that makes me so happy and fulfills a void from the materialism. Mm-hmm. Not to say that the fashion industry is, but there is a level of ego, vanity, materialism, you know, in this world. But when you take the natural part of that and mix it into a new venture, but with some style for a presentation, for a product, you know, my advice is you just do it and make it work and don't listen to anybody and follow your heart.
Yes.
That's my advice.
Perfect. Very perfect advice for you. Well, tell our listeners how to get a hold of you, your website address.
Yes. It's metamorphblooms.com. We're also on Instagram, very active on there. You can DM us directly through that, email us directly through the website. There's also a link to call us through there if you have any questions or gardening questions, if you'd like to start rearing monarchs. We're open to talking about that and how you can get your garden started, things like that. So
you are like a ball of happy energy. You are just like delicious.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's better than the opposite.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest, and continued success.
Thank you. Wow. This has been so much fun.
This is fun. I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too. All right. Thank you.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. And you've got to see this orchid with the Metamorph bloom in person, and to experience watching a butterfly emerge is just like we've been talking about, something to behold. And you will not be disappointed, because it's just sheer beauty and wonder in nature. Thank you, everyone, for watching V Speaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. And we look forward to tuning in the future. Thank you. Bye.